This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Major trial finds minimal benefit of duroplasty for Chiari-1 surgery. A landmark multicenter trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine has challenged conventional surgical practice for Chiari-1 malformation, finding that adding duroplasty to decompression surgery provides minimal additional benefit for patients with syringomyelia. 2.2% difference in success rates between decompression with and without duroplasty at 4 months Chiari-1 surgery. Success rates by procedure type, percentage of patients achieving primary endpoint at 24 months, decompression with duroplasty, 65.3%, decompression only 63.1%. Source, NEJM 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Largest Chiari trial challenges standard practice. The randomized controlled trial enrolled patients across multiple medical centers comparing posterior fossa decompression with and without duroplasty in patients diagnosed with Chiari-1 malformation and syringomyelia. This represents the most comprehensive evaluation to date of these surgical approaches for this complex neurological condition. The study followed patients for 24 months, measuring success based on a composite endpoint that included symptom improvement and radiological changes. According to the research published in the New England Journal of Medicine, both surgical approaches showed substantial success rates, but the difference between them was smaller than many surgeons had expected. Dr. John Heiss, senior investigator at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke and lead author of the study, noted that the findings provide crucial evidence for surgical decision-making in Chiari-1 patients. The trial was conducted under rigorous clinical trial protocols with standardized surgical techniques across participating centers. Surgical complications show similar profiles. Both surgical approaches demonstrated comparable safety profiles, with serious complications occurring in fewer than 5% of patients in each group. The most common adverse events included cerebrospinal fluid leaks, wound infections, and temporary neurological symptoms, according to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke safety monitoring data. The duroplasty group showed a slightly higher rate of cerebrospinal fluid-related complications, as documented in the study's safety analysis. However, the overall complication rates were within expected ranges for both procedures, and most adverse events resolved with appropriate medical management. For patients considering surgery, this data provides reassurance about the safety of both approaches while highlighting the importance of experienced surgical teams. The clinical implications extend beyond individual patient care to surgical training and healthcare resource allocation. Syringomyelia response varies by patient characteristics. The study revealed important insights about which patients are most likely to benefit from each surgical approach. Patients with larger syrinxes showed greater improvement with duroplasty, while those with smaller cavities responded similarly to both procedures, according to the subgroup analyses published in the trial. Age at surgery also influenced outcomes, with younger patients demonstrating better response rates regardless of surgical technique. The research team, supported by the National Institutes of Health, found that preoperative symptom severity was a strong predictor of postoperative improvement. These findings suggest that personalized surgical decision-making based on patient characteristics may optimize outcomes. The study provides a framework for surgeons to discuss treatment options with patients, moving beyond a one-size-fits-all approach to evidence-based surgical planning. Healthcare economics and future research directions. The minimal difference in effectiveness between the two procedures has significant implications for healthcare costs and surgical training programs. Duroplasty requires additional operative time and specialized techniques, factors that influence both direct costs and surgeon training requirements. Future research priorities identified by the study team include longer-term follow-up studies and investigation of biomarkers that might predict which patients would benefit most from duroplasty. The World Health Organization's focus on surgical safety and effectiveness aligns with these research directions. The trial's methodology provides a template for future neurosurgical research, demonstrating how complex surgical questions can be addressed through rigorous randomized controlled trials. This approach may influence how other neurosurgical procedures are evaluated and compared. After 24 months, 65.3% of patients who underwent decompression with duroplasty achieved the primary endpoint compared to 63.1% of those who had decompression alone, a difference that was not statistically significant. Dr. John Heiss, National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, the New England Journal of Medicine, 2026. Key takeaways: both surgical approaches showed high success rates above 60% at 24 months. Duroplasty provided minimal additional benefit over decompression alone. Patient characteristics like syringe size and age influences surgical outcomes. Complication rates were low and similar between both surgical approaches. Frequently asked questions: what is Chiari malformation and why does it require surgery? Chiari malformation occurs when brain tissue extends into the spinal canal, often causing syringomyelia, fluid-filled cavities in the spinal cord. Surgery is recommended when patients experience symptoms like headaches, neck pain, or neurological deficits that significantly impact quality of life. How should patients choose between decompression with or without duroplasty? The decision should be individualized based on factors like syringe size, patient age, and symptom severity. This study suggests both approaches are effective, so patients should discuss with experienced neurosurgeons about which option best fits their specific clinical picture. What does this study mean for current Chiari surgery practices? The findings support either surgical approach as reasonable options, potentially leading to more personalized decision-making rather than defaulting to one technique. Surgeons may increasingly consider patient-specific factors when recommending surgical strategies. This landmark trial provides the highest level of evidence to date for Chiari 1 surgical decision-making, offering patients and surgeons clearer guidance about treatment options. The findings will likely influence neurosurgical training programs and clinical practice guidelines, while opening new avenues for research into personalized surgical approaches for complex neurological conditions. Source: Decompression with or without duroplasty for Chiari 1 and syringomyelia,